Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today. All right, today we are with Daryl Faircloth. Daryl, good to see you.
Likewise.
Man alive, we got an interesting topic today and a very historical part of Hot Springs, you know, the Vapors. Vapors Club. Now, but now it's called what?
Vapors Live.
Vapors Live, yeah. A lot of shows. Man, isn't it good to get past COVID and bring back live entertainment?
We're still experiencing it.
Yeah.
To some degree.
It has been tough. I'm an entertainer, and man, during COVID, we all were missing.
Absolutely.
We all were missing it. And people who were wanting to soak it in were missing it. It's really good to see crowds coming back. So let's talk about the Vapors today. Daryl is, we were talking about this a little bit ago. You kind of spent a bunch of plates, bookings and marketing, and you're answering emails and checking with the website things. And,
correct.
And you did put together the website, didn't you?
Yes.
I was perusing it. It looked great.
Thank you.
So let's go ahead and tell it to everybody. What's the website?
That's vaporslive.com.
Easy enough. Vapors Live. It is a great website. Navigate through that thing. Everyone, I encourage you to take a look at it. But let's talk about the Vapors Club itself. There's a phrase called the W's. All right, the who, when, where, what, why. So talk about that with us. First of all, should we just go back in time?
Sure.
Talk about the Vapors Club.
All right. Vapors opened in 1959. It was founded by local gangster Oney Madden and local businessman Dane Harris.
Yeah. That was 59-60-ish right in there.
Correct.
When I was a little boy.
I wasn't on the earth yet.
No, I wasn't either. So, but listen, you mentioned Dane Harris was a veteran, right?
Yes.
I believe he was.
Yeah, he was a World War II fighter pilot, as I understand.
Wow. So we got a gangster and a vet, a military guy.
Unlikely duo.
It was. So that is, it's still in the same location?
It is.
All these decades.
Everything hasn't changed. It became a church at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back in the, when it opened, they had an illegal casino in it.
Okay, and that was not the church you're saying? That was
correct.
The,
that was not
no.
the church.
Okay, so the illegal casino.
That had an illegal casino. It was bombed, as was Dane Harris's house.
Oh, really?
In 1963.
Someone wasn't digging the whole illegal stuff, you think?
I think it was probably more somebody wasn't getting a cut of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I follow you. Okay, but what was going on? We got the illegal gambling, but it was really the place to go for entertainment, right?
It was. Anybody in the mm-hmm. entertainment business performed there. Tony Bennett, Liberace, Phyllis Diller, and the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, and by the way, you can catch a list of those on your website, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a phenomenal. Daryl, let me ask you this. Was Hot Springs the little sister to Vegas or even just almost a twin sister?
Yeah, it was. I've been told that the strip in Vegas was patterned after the Central Avenue here in Hot Springs.
Wow.
We probably could have prevented Vegas from ever taking place back in the day.
If the gambling was
condoned
fully, yeah,
yes.
And embraced.
Yes.
That's interesting to think about. But back to the entertainers. Anybody who was anybody eventually went to Vegas, but they were coming to Hot Springs.
Absolutely.
59, 60, 61, into the 60s.
Even into the 70s.
Okay, yeah.
Johnny Carson was a regular at the Vapors. He would go there to scout talent for the Tonight Show.
Phenomenal. Wow, that is phenomenal. That's something else. Now, it did finally close. Do you think that, as an entertainment venue, was that a result of the change in music in America? Was it a result of illegal gambling being shut down?
I think it was a combination of things.
Mm-hmm.
The casino obviously helped fund some of those entertainers.
But
also the music, as you said, you know, when Urban Cowboy came out and Saturday Night Fever, one side of the Vapors became a disco called the Apollo Club, and the coffee shop, which had operated for years, became a country western bar called the Cockeyed Cowboy.
Gotcha. Oh, so they were trying to adapt to what was going on.
Correct.
I want to talk about, before we get to those changes, the interior of the Vapors. It is, it's such a, an interesting surprise. You can see kind of the white out exterior, but once you step into the doors, it feels like you're going back in time.
It is.
Amazing.
And you are.
Is that how it looked, though, like, you know, back in the day?
It's pretty close to the original. The original bar has been restored and is back in there. The main theater is unchanged. I mean, that stage is the same stage that everybody performed on.
Love it. It is gorgeous. I mean, for the simple reason of experiencing that ambiance, someone ought to pick a show and go.
And
we'll talk about the calendar in just a minute, but pick a show and go to the Vapors, all right? Vaporslive.com. The website, right? You don't have to put the word the.
Not the. It's just Vaporslive.com.
Vaporslive.com. So let's talk about the end came. There was just too much change. There wasn't any gambling. Hot Springs was not quite what it was in 61. It became a church.
It did.
Now, I actually have friends who were part of that. I know, of course, our good friend Doug Lackey was, you know, part of that, his family. And how interesting, right? The place that, here's a building that was used for phenomenal entertainment, the illegal gambling, and then who knows what else became a church.
Yes.
So that building, if the walls could talk, that would
have
be
some stories to tell.
It surely would. Now the church eventually sold, and that building is owned by who?
Jimmy Miller.
He's an Arkansas guy, right?
He is.
Yeah.
As far as I know, I think he was born and raised here locally.
Okay.
He also owns the DeSoto Rock Shop down on Central.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
And Miller's Rock Shop outside the village.
Oh, fantastic, yeah. Jimmy's a good guy. I have met him, and he has invested a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and money into that thing,
absolutely,
hasn't he?
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, when it changed over out of a church into a entertainment venue, I think he had a long chat with a fire marshal and about how to upgrade that sprinkler or firewall or whatever, right?
Yes, there was an extensive sprinkler system required.
My gosh, yeah, that was a massive project. Jimmy, congratulations on that.
Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
Let's pull up a calendar because there are some really interesting things going on. And by the way, I've enjoyed performing there a good number of shows. Just my latest was Christmas shows there back in December. It is a phenomenal place, and just the feel, once again, you know, the feel of this thing, just you could imagine all the stars standing on that stage, you know. Tony Bennett hollering over at the bartender, "How'd you like Left My Heart in San Francisco?"
Right.
The stories, you know.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what is going on these days? Did I see something about a free dance class every week, once a week?
We do those on Wednesdays.
Okay.
We offer free line dance classes.
Wow.
Those go for a couple of months, and then Hope, our instructor, gets about a 5 to 6 week boot camp going. So once people got the basics, then she steps it up a notch.
I see. Now, how someone listening says, "Well, hey, I want to take part of a free line dance. How do they get into this?"
It's Wednesdays from 6 to 8. They just need to show up.
Okay, just show up.
Just show up.
Every Wednesday, 6 p.m., and just drive down there. And we talked a minute ago, we talked about it's still where it always was. Now, what if someone's new to town? They're like, I wonder where it is.
We're just on the northern end of the downtown strip. So if you get past where Fat Jack's and the Whittington Circle, that little turnabout is, we're about 300 yards north of that.
Okay. Yeah, so if you're listening, you're relatively new to Hot Springs, head on north, go down through the historic strip. Left is Whittington Avenue right there at the School for Science, Math, and the Arts. To the right, Central becomes Park Avenue.
Correct.
And you're just right up there on the left.
That's right.
Perfect. Okay. And now back to the dance classes are every Wednesday, 6 o'clock. What, am I wearing tennis shoes? What am I wearing?
Something that's got a little slide to it.
Okay. Cowboy boots or slick sole stuff.
Yeah, just something comfortable.
Very good. Is that for guys and girls?
It is.
Good. What about, speaking of ladies, I see a ladies' night.
Well, that's right.
You know, how often does that happen?
That one happens on Thursday nights.
Oh, Thursday, okay.
We open the doors at 5.
Yeah.
We've got a house band that we call the Party Crashers that perform that night.
Right on, Party Crashers. Okay.
Free appetizers and wine specials for the ladies.
Nice. Okay, so 5 o'clock for the ladies, and you said free appetizers, free wine.
Wine specials.
Wine specials, and then allow a band. And man, it sounds fun. Oh, and it's roughly 5 to 10? Is that what I'm saying here?
Right.
Good, good, good. Tell me, did you just wrap up a show called Misery?
We did.
Okay. Based on the famous movie, right?
Yes.
Now, Daryl, I saw a meme. It said, I think Joe might have put this on there. I'm buddies with Joe. It had the actors, and then it called it Footloose.
That was me that did that.
Oh, you did that? Okay. Okay, which if you know the movie and the show, then you almost shiver right there. Okay, now, so that's wrapped up.
That's wrapped up. That was our first play.
Okay, okay.
I wanted to bring plays in. They've never been done there before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pocket Theater does their shows every other month. So we're trying to hit the months that they're not doing a production.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, phenomenal idea.
We've got Misery went over well. I wanted to do something kind of off the wall,
mm-hmm.
Somewhat controversial.
Did everyone turn their heads during the Footloose scene? Oh, wow.
No, actually, I mean, everybody did a really good job on it.
Good, that's good.
They worked hard at it, and, you know, it went off well. It was well received.
Nice.
We had people that attended all three nights, or actually Friday night, Saturday night, and then we did a Sunday matinee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're coming back with Driving Miss Daisy, a little something not quite as controversial.
Yeah, maybe a little more pleasing.
That'll happen in November.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, good. Back to the calendar. I'm seeing. I'm looking at some regular things. It looks like you're cranking up a regular karaoke type night.
We are.
Okay.
It's not karaoke like you expect.
Yeah.
It's you'll sing on stage with the live band behind you.
Oh, okay.
So it's not tracks. It's
okay.
Live music.
That's interesting. The only time I've ever seen that done, I think, was on cruise ships. Great idea though. When you get the musicians. Pull it out and go.
That was part of the reason for putting the Party Crashers together.
Right. Okay. So, and when does the Rockstore Karaoke happen?
It's on Fridays.
Okay.
Not every Friday.
Okay.
Because we had some other events scheduled, but we may be tweaking that a little bit. We may be changing the day on that.
Okay, so the best thing is...
But it'll be on the website.
Yeah, the best thing to do is to head back to vaporslive.com and click on calendar.
Calendar, or follow us on Facebook at Vapors Live.
Okay, that's a good idea too. Facebook at Vapors Live on Facebook. Yeah, sure. You know, a lot of us who are I'm a grandpa. I don't know if you know that, but
I did not.
And look,
too young to be a grandpa.
Listen, I'm only 37. You know, but the thing is, folks even older like my parents, they'll have Facebook to check on kids and grandkids. So we know you're on Facebook now. Join, follow Vapors Live. On Facebook. We know you're there. Now, and then beyond the regular things, there are things happening, shows from out of town coming in. Okay, so for the price of...
$20.
Of $20, I could come in. I'm going to enjoy the Vapors Club, the atmosphere. You got the... What about snacks? Do you serve snacks?
We serve snacks. We're in the process of getting our kitchen permitted.
Okay.
We're close to it.
Yeah.
There was a kitchen in the building when it was a church. But it was not up to the standards required for a for-profit
business. A non-church.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm guessing they figured if your faith was strong enough, you could endure whatever came out of the kitchen. But for the general public, we've got to make some changes.
Okay, so. But that's coming.
And
but you do have some snacks.
We do.
You have the drinks. You have, and again, here's a great example of a chance to pop in the Historic Vapors Club. Man,
right.
What a great this is a good opportunity to pop over there. You know, I see private events are listed, so you're available for bookings, right?
We are. We do a lot of charity fundraisers.
Okay.
The Light Park Avenue Group did a casino night there.
That's
last
right.
Last month.
Yeah.
We've had political fundraisers. We've had just all kinds of charity events.
Now, Daryl, have the bombings kind of slowed down?
They've actually come to a screeching halt, fortunately.
that's good. That's good news for our listeners. It's a great place to go. Parking is plentiful. You'd be surprised, actually.
And we've got plenty of parking.
Yeah, don't. If you ever thought, I don't know, because I don't know where to park, or do I have to pay across the street? No, not necessarily. There's plenty of parking right there next. You don't got to cross the street on foot and dodge the cars. Vapors Club. We don't say club anymore, do we?
We don't. Vapors Live.
Vapors Live is what we say. I'm still scanning. There's so much on the calendar. Let me just encourage folks once again to go to vaporslive.com, where you can read about the history of the place. You can look at the calendar. Go to a gallery, which is going to have the folks who have been there before, because you need to soak it all up, I would say, before you even step in the building, just so you get the full experience. What a neat place.
It is. It's one of a kind.
Yeah. And the history of the country, not just the history of Hot Springs or the history of Arkansas.
Right.
This is a very important place.
It is. There was a book written about it called The Vapors. And the author, who's from Hot Springs, David Hill, he was there in April, and it was a full house for him to talk about.
Oh, wow.
The book. It was really interesting.
Man, can you guys have him back? I think it's
time.
I would love to. Now, is he still in Hot Springs?
No, he's in New York now.
New York. Have you ever been up there, Daryl?
New York?
Yeah, New York City. It's big, isn't it? It's like as big as Little Rock.
almost as big as Little Rock.
Now, what else do you want to say here to folks listening today?
You know, just give us a shot. Come out.
Absolutely.
Catch a show. Tell your friends, bring your neighbors, family, coworkers.
Do you know, I remember talking to people who said, wow, I attended the Vapors shows back in the 60s. There are still people around that will tell you those memories.
Absolutely.
And now here's a chance for them or current generations to pop back in this historic place.
It's amazing how many people that I've run across that either worked there back in the day or their parents did, a family member did, they attended events there.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, a lot of the people that they say they came to see, I didn't even know performed there. Like Barbara Eden, for example. I didn't know she was there.
I remember someone that surprised me was Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Right.
They would travel and do shows.
Absolutely.
Wow. So, yeah, come be a part of a piece of American history by joining your friends and family and coworkers, like Daryl said, at the Vapors down Park Avenue. VaporsLive.com, the website, Facebook at Vapors Live, and click on all the things, look at the calendar, stay up to date, and go enjoy something at the Vapors. Now, are you hanging out there a lot?
I am.
All right.
I am.
All right. Well, Daryl, thanks for coming today, because this is a really, really cool part of American history, and I know you're excited to be a part of that, too.
Absolutely.
Well, Daryl, thanks again.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you at the Vapors.
All right, buddy.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.